Hello. My name is Cindy. I'm in Australia, in regional Victoria, the Corporation of Australia. Today, I believe, is Saturday, the 4th of August, no, September of 2021. And suppose it's more bad news. I don't want to be making so many videos. I don't want to be doing a video today after I did a 2.5 hour podcast yesterday, which is linked on my page. It's a long one. It starts at 24 minutes on the Rumble link I've provided. Hi, Fidel. Hi, Jim. So, anyway, it's on Rumble. You can watch it at 1.25 speed or 1.5 speed. It's long format for the people that do enjoy a long conversation. So why am I making today's video if I don't feel like making today's video? Because I'm not going to be able to make videos soon, from what I see. I'm going to be deplatformed entirely. It won't be just, this Facebook account, but it will be my internet access from what I hear from the mainstream media and the bloggers and podcasters around the world trying to sound the alarm about what is happening in Australia. So apparently in South Australia, the state of South Australia, they are trialing, what are they trialing? They're trialing adding 100 points of identification to social media accounts. In the name of, deterring terrorist activity and extremist content. So, in order to have a Facebook profile, and they're calling it abolishing anonymity from the internet. I mean, as you can see, I'm not really anonymous. I'm putting my face here, but what they'll be doing, and I'm very well aware that they know exactly who I am and where I live, and wherever my phone is, that's where I am. I understand that, but I haven't given them consent to use this information against me. But when I provide 100 points of identification, part of that contract is that they can do what they like with your account and with you, and your online activity is actually who you are. And apparently this now is I'm a domestic terrorist, so I could actually be put in jail for the things that I say to you guys and for the opinions that I express. So they will be trialing this, and how it works is if the police send you a message and they ask you to take a photo of yourself, this application, which is downloaded onto your phone, which is part of all the tracking and tracing that we're doing for the pretend COVID, the fake COVID, what it will do is it will locate you in time and space, and that is called geospatial information services. That's what this app is about. So you take a photo of yourself, and you've provided your 100 points of ID, so that's your biometric data. That's, my iris, my unique iris print, and my unique features on my face, which are only mine and can't be replicated. And they are linked together with where I am in time and space. So not just geographic coordinates of latitude and longitude, but even the elevation that you're at. Geospatial information services is another one of these new tech things that they've been working on, which is essentially a 3D replica on the internet of time and space. So let's say, for example, where I'm living, this model on the internet doesn't just show my house on this piece of land and the trees and give you some GPS coordinates. It tells you the pipes under my house. It tells you how high the trees are. It tells what is in space, what satellites are circulating above. It has information about the power lines, the 5G. We're talking about anything that's natural and anything that's artificial, compressed all of that information into something called GIS, Geospatial Information Services. So that's how this app is going to work. You're going to receive a message from the police or the government, and you will have to send them a photo of yourself that you took at that time. You'll have to send them a photo of yourself within 15 minutes for them to verify where you are. And so podcasters and our bloggers and the people interested in freedom of humanity are watching us in horror, Australians. You guys need to start talking live. If you all start making videos, not joking now, you know, I don't know if I should beg, plead, cry. I don't know how to put it to you. But the only way people like me can survive, the only way our message can be heard, is if you all fucking get up and you all start talking. And you're not doing it for me. You're doing it for yourselves. You're doing it for your children. You're doing it for the children that are killing themselves, self-harming themselves. There are emails coming from the schools at the moment, going to parents and, you know, giving them, offering them solutions for their children who are not coping emotionally and mentally. They are hiding the suicide rates. People who are out and about are seeing people get picked up by ambulances because they've done themselves in. This is where we're at. It's not, if you don't already know somebody, it's not going to be long before you do. It might even be you. It might be your children. It might be your brother or your sister. It could be your father. It could be your best friend. We've had so much horse shit about fucking COVID. So much of it. So much of it that you're all just sitting there and you're all fucking waiting. The only way my voice can become a loud voice is if we all start talking together. There is no time left to wait. There is no time left to wait. People around the world are looking at us and going, oh my God, where next? What are Australians doing about it? What are Australians doing about it? You can't hide what you think and what you believe. They already know your principles. So if you are a principled person with any kind of integrity, you will get up and you will speak loudly from the comfort of your own home. We're getting to the point where you will not be able to do this anymore. This is a social credit rating system. Not only will you not be able to talk, you will not be able to shop at the supermarket. You already, you probably cannot get medical attention at a hospital if you are against testing and you do not want to participate in this experiment. You can't travel, you can't go to a concert, you can't do this, you can't do that. Do you think it's going to get better if you sit there silently waiting for a handful of people to do all the talking for you? I posted another video today by Tashi Talks so that you can come to terms with the idea that broken people, broken children, is an investment opportunity. It is predatory investing to make money off broken children. This is what the government and those corporations are doing. They're breaking you and they're going to pretend to fix you. I just don't get it anymore. I don't understand why all of you aren't screaming. I can't do this anymore. I'm exhausted. It's not enough that you encourage me and you say thank you. Police officers are dragging people away for having, you know, for going to a protest to say, you know what, we've closed our shops and we can't afford to eat anymore. Regional Victoria's been locked down. People have closed their businesses and they still don't fucking get it, these dumb fucks. They're so stupid. 18 fucking months of COVID horse shit. None of them caught COVID. Unless it was another cold that they got, which wasn't any different to any other cold and any other flu they ever had in their fucking lives. Closed. How long will it take for them to lose those businesses? You all have to start making videos, start posting, go public. Go fucking public. No more of this horse shit private. It's just between me and my friends. Shit. You and your friends aren't going to survive alone. So get out there. You're either making a community in private. You're either building a real community in real life of people who offer trades and services and wares and goods and produce, or you're out screaming from the rooftops. No more of this, I'm going to be just wait on the sidelines. No more. In Greece, my very dear friend and his wife are about to be fired from their jobs, and these are from small private businesses, because they won't take the vaccine. It's getting to that here as well, Australia. This is getting worse and worse. There isn't a day where there is nothing for me to post. There isn't a single day where there's nothing for me to rant about and scream about and make videos about. What are you all doing? Raphael, I've been screaming from the rooftops from the beginning. Get your followers making videos. All of you who do make videos, you need to tell them all. Our voice will get mixed up within the cacophony of a million voices. But if we are five people, we are targeted individuals. Enough! Those police, those brainwashed order followers think it's okay because you're silent. They think it's okay because you're still silent. I'm so angry. I am so, so angry. Do something. You either get the documents and you write polite articles and you post them publicly, or you grab your friend who's a fucking nurse or who works in a supermarket and you talk and you talk and you talk until you break them, just like the media has broken everyone. Or you make a video. You stand up now. Thank you. Thank you, Raphael. We have to fight. Yes, this is a fight for my life. Can you tell? I can't be locked down anymore. I hate this. I hate not having my freedom. I can't stand it. It's not a life worth living. So they're going to trial this digital ID. You know, we need 100 points of a passport. And they're going to find idiots to trial it with. And they're going to go, oh yeah, it did really well. Let's you know, roll this out in this region and in this state and then in the next state. And let's roll it out with that vulnerable population that doesn't have a choice in any matter. It's coming to you. It's your children. I don't even have children. I'm just fighting for the next 20 years of my life. You have a lot more to lose. And I'm not going to be calm. And I'm not going to say it nicely so you can share my video. I post other people's videos who are still polite and still sounding like they are sober human beings. But I've seen it. I've seen it. I watch it and I get it. And it's time you fucking understood it. Things are going to get so bad. And for all those people just waiting for the vaccinator to drop off the planet, hello, hello, they're not all going to die. No, they're just going to be better order followers than what they were before. So stop waiting for that day where, you know, they're just not going to be around anymore and you don't have to do anything. You have to do something now. You must do something now. I've, you know, hardly got anything to say now. Except get up, get up, get up, get up, get up, get up! They're all watching us. They're watching us going, if it happens there, it happens to us. And they know it because everything's been rolled out here first. They know it. Stand up, Australia. And if you have been vaccinated and you regret this decision, we welcome you with open arms. Your voice will be more powerful than mine can ever be. If you have been vaccinated and you regret it, it is your obligation to speak very loudly. And not to be, the selfish thing will be, I'm injured. I want everybody to be injured. That's selfish. If you have been injured, if you are on our side now, if you have woken up and you've seen the light through first-hand experience, you get up now and you start talking. You start talking now because your voice is so loud. You have been given a very important mission. There is a reason why you took it. There is a reason you regret it. There's a reason you're still alive, and that is to help us. I am not selfish for trying to save my life. I am not selfish. Or if it's selfish, well, you know, that's life. That is how we are built. There isn't a single person out there who has any common sense, any logic left. and who thinks I will sacrifice myself. Anybody who sacrifices themselves cannot help somebody else. If you are in an aeroplane, well, remember the days when we could get in those? And those, you know, those oxygen masks drop down. You must first put it on over your mouth before you can attempt to help someone else, even if that someone else is your child. Those masks have dropped from the ceiling of the aeroplane. Put one on and start helping us. In my podcast yesterday, I talked about the World Trade Centers, which are coming up to their 20th anniversary. The Twin Towers in New York that went down on September 11th, 2001. They turned into dust. That was an inside job. It wasn't just an inside job. It was a very significant ritual. It was the inaugural opening of this last leg of enslaving humanity in the fourth industrial revolution, or the Great Reset, or the New World Order. How many terms do we need? We need a lot of them so that you're always confused. It was the opening ceremony. Those spectacular pictures and the death of about 3,000 people in New York and then millions in the Middle East was a blood sacrifice. It was also very, very symbolic to use the World Trade Centers. That was the old economy, the trade, New York. The American Empire was the center of the world. They crumbled it. They turned it to dust. We have a new empire now. Does it sound ridiculous? Does it sound like a computer game, maybe? Why do you think you've been playing those fucking computer games? They've been sucking all the data out of your children playing those games. The AI has been learning human strategy and human intelligence through those games. They have simulated so many things and learnt so much. And what is happening now is there is a new empire. That new empire wants to replicate our organic, carbon-based earth and humanity and life systems and ecosystem. They want to replicate it in a digital format. This is literally what they're doing. This is, you know, how do they synthesize? They synthesize food. They make, you know, fake food. And they synthesize medicines. You know, they take the real herb from nature and they synthesize it. They make the artificial version. And instead of using cotton and wool, they make synthetic materials. Now they want to synthesize life. That is humans. It will take them a while. You know, first they'll merge us into the cyborg, whatever they're doing. But eventually they want to play God. They want to have a replica of the earth, its population, in a simulation. This is where it's heading. You're not probably not going to see it. It's for your children, though. This is what all this AI stuff is about. This is what all this digital stuff is about. Digital IDs and digital this and digital fucking that and tracking and tracing and locking you up in your home and getting you out of the environment. And climate lockdowns are coming, don't forget. And they're going to teach you not to eat real meat. lamb and beef are off the menu, don't forget. That's in the net zero document if you want to check that out. Life is going to go from bad to worse. There really won't actually be a reason in existing unless you just want to participate in this, you know, if you want to have all your data and all your intelligence and everything that is you and makes you unique sucked out of you. They want to suck the life and the emotions and your intelligence and your energy. They just want it. They don't want your labor anymore because now they've got automated robots who can replicate your labor. Now they're going for what's left, you, your spirit, your body, your mind, your cells. They want it all. I don't like this new empire. I was like almost happy being a debt slave. But we're past that now. There's no going back. There's no going back now. There's only forward. And we either continue on this horrible trajectory, this awful plan they've got, or we splinter off and we either do it all together and we say, fuck you, no. All of us don't, none of us want this shit because we understand it. But too many people don't understand it. And so we, the people that do understand, we need to diverge now. We need to go on our own path and we need to splinter. We need to be able to trade together. We need to be able to swap food, buy food. We need doctors. We need dentists. We need people with libraries. We need teachers. We need builders. We need building materials. We need sewing materials. We need all of you who have skills and trades and whatever you've got, you need to get together with other people. And you better be growing some food. We're going to get hungry. I thank you very much for watching. I'm sorry to scream my head off. But I need to release this. I can't sleep with this. It's too much for me to sleep with. Do something, please, about your children. At the very least, you must do it for your children.